If that gentleman told, I stood up and he stopped his delivery and asked me, what do you want to say? You say that in from Bible that Abraham saw God in dream. So if God has no form, then how he can saw in dream and what did he see? He stopped for some time and told, I shall have to consider it and tomorrow I shall answer, the next city I shall answer. What the boy has told, it is of course difficult to answer. So it is mentioned in the Bible also that sometimes in dream they see God. Form, we have to understand, not form of like this. Everything has got a form. The atom also got a form. The constituent part, they have got a form. Every atom, molecule, they have a particular form. If anything is analyzed, so many different particles come. Everything has got a form, a quality, a limitation. Form is limitation. Limitation may be in different way. Even sound may have a form. Different type of sound. Sound may have a form. Limit. Some form not to be conceived by our mundane senses. That is the opinion of the Vaishnava philosophy, that he has got everything, otherwise what is not in the cause can never come in the effect. If there is no form in the cause, then no form comes in the effect in this world. But the difference is, this is mundane and that is spiritual. Soul's eye can see the form, not this fleshy eye. So also everything, not that is transcendental form he has got, transcendental sound he has got, body, everything transcendental. No leg, no hand, but Javani Bhita, he can go fast. He can see, but he has got no eye. That is not this mundane eye, but he has got spiritual eye, the eye of knowledge, or more than that, the eye of knowledge and love. Everything is there, but not like this fleshy substance, not that fleshy substance. In dream also we can see, we can hear in dream, but that is not exactly this mundane, but drawn from this mundane. Do you follow? In dream we can see form, but this I have got no experience of that at that time. It is drawn from this mundane one. So, but still, without the help of this eye, we can see in the dream. We can hear in the dream. We can walk in the dream. But that is not really walking or seeing or hearing as we do when we have this physical. Subtle. So also, in the plane of soul, it is possible to see. It is possible to feel, to catch, everything is possible. And that is more real than we do here. Because soul proper, the knowledge is, the conception is very pure. Here it is rather vague. Atoms here, vague. But that is very clear. So if we compare our dream experience and this wakeful experience, and if we continue the line, then we will be able to feel that in pure soul also, such conception that talking, seeing, hearing, everything is maybe possible. but in a different plane. It is possible. And that is not imaginary, that is more real than we have got the thing in this country, concrete world. This is rather vague. The estimation of this physical experience rather vague, incomplete, and that is more complete and more real and more substantial, the transcendental experience. That is natural. Otherwise, impersonal means non-differentiation, impersonal, and that is no possible. When he is impersonal, we cannot have any connection with him, because he has got no attribute, impersonalism. Impersonal, then this material substance, the objective, impersonal, no person, then if no person, no subject, then he is mere object. He cannot be subject. This is not possible. He is still a subjective existence. So impersonal is a marginal conception. Abstract marginal conception is impersonal, which has got no attribute and which is not understandable. Then how can we say that anything is impersonal? If it is impersonal, that has got, cannot have any attribute. Or like fossil-like substance, no personality, but the object is there. But that is also a mere object of our subjective experience. Really, the impersonal school that say the ultimate reality is impersonal, then impersonal means which cannot be caught and known by any means from our senses or our thinking capacity or anything else. So that is unknown and unknowable. So we have no right to say anything about him, but to have any connection with him. Unknown and unknowable, impersonal. Just as we are in our dreamless sleep. In dreamless sleep, we have no experience of anything. So impersonalism is reduced to that position. That can be only a marginal and not positive thing. So we have to try in this way, that finite cannot know infinite, but infinite can make himself known to finite. He is super subjective, beyond the jurisdiction of our senses, our thought, the limit of our thought. Our thought cannot reach so far, so high, to the so subtle realm. But that subtlemost thing can come down to our experience. Only the connection is possible thereby, that by devotion, by dedication, by bhakti, dedication, we can attract him to come to our level and to give experience of him to this in our plane. That is possible. And we can never go up to his realm where we can see him. The whole thing, that he may come down graciously to satisfy my every necessity, he may come. And only by dedication, by devotion, we can attain such a condition where he can come and accept me in any way he likes, and my life will be could be have fulfillment meant. He can come down. I cannot go up by my own power. But only increasing my negative side, don't know. I am so poor, I am helpless, I am needy, I am fallen. In this way, I can invite him. I can invite him. Since with sincere attraction, sincere love, I can invite him to come down in my level. I am so poor, helpless, mean, all these things. I deserve your blessings, your I deserve your grace. I am so fallen. In this way, increasing our negative side, we can attract the positive. And when the positive comes to accept us, then we can find him. This is the line of thought. The small can attract a big only by his explaining his negative position can attract, and the positive may come. High may come to low to help him, to grace him, to bless him. Our position is that with the Supreme Entity, the God means that. And by this way, only we can get him. We have to do in such a way that he may be attracted by his natural kindness and the graciousness. And he will come and accept me as his servitor. As his servitor. As his slave. He will be kind enough to accept me. Then only a slave can come to mix with the master if he is a sincere slave. In that way, connection is possible with the so high supreme entity as God. And God means he has got all these attributes that he can meet and deal with anything in his created world. And very closely, very intimately, he can mix and come and accept and take service, he can do. Nothing is very negligent. Only when he does not want him, he does not care to come. But if he sincerely wills him, hankers after him, he cannot but come. Because everything belongs to him and he has got a gracious heart. He can't leave us away. No. Nothing is impersonal in this world. If we scrutinize, then we shall find that there is there is some specification, differentiation, particular. Impersonal in the sense that non-recognizable, unknown and unknowable, it is not possible. Everything is in the consciousness of God. God cannot know anything else. That cannot be. The God does not know about anything. It is redundant, self-conflicting. He knows everything. Then through him, everything has got some some sort of manifestation, some sort of experience about its nature, its future, its past, ancient, everything. The past, present and the future, everywhere there is God, one. So nothing is beyond his knowledge. Even every point of fossil, every atom of fossil, there is also God living. Nothing is outside him. As you told, so one lady, European, delivered a lecture here in this hall, that we can live with God as family man. This had attracted me most to come here, leaving aside everything, that I can live as a member of the family of God. What more I can want, I may want. I am attracted by this idea, and I have taken risk to come to that mission, where it may be possible that one day I will be happy to serve God as my family head. But nothing is impossible. Only the small can capture the big through love and attraction, not by power. Which is impossible to attain by power, that can be attained through affection, through love, through service, and through humility. Humility, especially the higher, if we want association with the higher, we must be humble, And my appeal will be, will also be of that nature to him, to attract him. And that is called devotion, saranagati, surrender. The very beginning is surrender. Surrender. Causeless surrender. Without any prayer, surrender. Surrender. No condition. Unconditional surrender. Unconditional surrender that can move the biggest power, the highest power. The most subtle thing, surrender. And if it is as much as unconditional, it can move the whole, the biggest thing. And this is called devotion proper, dedication proper. This is an approach from the negative side. This is an astounding way. Bhakti, devotion proper, has got this astounding consequence, result. Unconditional result. The greatest force ever known to the world. The biggest can be moved, and the biggest can be compelled. This Japanese, this jujutsu, a passion of fighting, jujutsu, have you know? Yes. Do you know anyone?
Yes, jujutsu.
When anyone is coming with heavy force to attack, only he slipped and he fell. Something like that, negative. A punishment, attack by negative line. So, unconditional surrender. That is the greatest force ever discovered or invented. The heart surrender that moves the highest power. And if you approach him through any other means, say you are no higher. Very finite, he is infinite. But this is the only weapon by which he is hit. Unconditional surrender to him. And he would be mad to come to you. Kleshagni Subhoda Moksha Lohuta Krit Sudurlava Sandhananda Vishni Sadma Sri Krishna Kurishini Chasa. And Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, this look. What is bhakti? What is devotion? Kleshaghni, the first installment, we get that all our pains are removed, troubles removed, at first installment. Kleshaghni, Shubhoda. Then we can feel that very auspicious things are approaching towards me. Moksha, moksha lohita akrit. Then we can feel that even liberation is seeming to me very non-substantial and unfruitful. Moksha lohita akrit. Then shuru labha. Yet we find, yet more we have to make progress. Shuru labha. The liberated souls also cannot approach him. We can find Shuru labha. Then Sandra Ananda Visheshatma, a peculiar type of ecstatic joy enters into our mind when in relativity with that God consciousness. The last effect, a gift of devotion, Sri Krishna Karshini Chasa, as if Sri Krishna, the center of attraction, he is forcibly drawn towards him. Sri Krishna Akarsani, the Krishna, the autocrat is forcibly drawn towards him. Such is the power of the Saranagati, that surrendering devotion, serving attitude. Intense serving attitude can draw the highest subjective existence to it, to nearby. Sri Krishna Akarshini Chasa. These are the effects, these are the functions of forces of devotion, we are told by Rupa Goswami, direct disciple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The prem, bhakti in its highest form, it is prem, love, divine, and that has got so much power. And none else, such power we can never expect to find anywhere. Love. Not force, not power. But this sort of a power which is of negative in character. This is devotion. All the elements that are with me, they have their fullest satisfaction in his company. Whatever demand or hankering, a variegated nature that may be in me, everything can have its satisfaction by his connection. There's Vaishnava Guru, Priti Anga Lagi Kande, Priti Anga Mohor. In Madhura Rasa, it is perhaps told by Radharan, the every particle of my body is crying for the embrace of his corresponding particle. All my leaves are crying to get embracement or embracing for that body. Not only myself, but all the particles, all the atoms by which I am formed, the whole are crying to get and welcome and embrace of the other, that is the God. And they have got, every atom has got claim to get the embrace of him, that kind of positive-negative connection. That is already there. And it is we that we have separated ourselves from him. All we may say it is our birthright, constitutional demand. But free choice, we are under such a helpless condition. Sarupya sabar hai goloketu sthiti. In my soul's deepest existence, I am there. That position in my deepest conception. I am placed there. I am adjusted there. And the maladjustment, I am far off, that is only hallucinative. My separation with God, that is in a hallucinative condition. But if I may awake properly, this hallucination disease is cured, and I find myself in my own original position, then I shall see that I am there. Sarupe sabar hai golokete sthiti. I am there. My soul is there, in a particular position, embraced with the Supreme Soul, the Lord of Love. But our deviation, that is in the process of hallucination, maya, misconception, misunderstanding has taken us so far. Such assurance, such hopeful assurance we are given by the experts of the spiritual world, that you are there, but your misconception, maya, has taken you so far from you, so far from your own property, your own position, your own self. You are a foreigner in your own land. That is your present position. But everything there, the whole self-fulfillment of your inner heart, is there and is possible to regain. All particulars of hankering, so sweet, is possible. And with him, not by with any partial aspect as we sometimes do here, but the whole self, thing whole, with him I am connected in such a way. Very near, very closer, very intimate my position with him. What man has made of man, which is one, as is it, in a philosopher's size, everything is all right. But what man has made of man? Man has created in his own world, and he is losing the nature's gift. But not only man, the whole creation will find all deviated from him. And we are to be readjusted. Our problem is to be readjusted with our former position or our natural position, that is God. We want to be reinstated, readjusted, what we have lost by dint of our free choice, which is vulnerable, free will. Gold, holy 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 gold. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur. The fulfillment of the fullest order, fullest nature, is possible. I even do not know what sort of fulfillment I really want for me. I am not aware of that. So many subtle hankerings are there in the background. They will also all come out, and we shall have a full engagement with the holiest thing, That is perfect. Perfect and complete engagement in a service. Service is a holy thing. Exploitation is a nasty thing. Exploitation. And dedication, that is service, wholesale dedication, service, that is the purest thing ever found in this world. And in that frame, we can have our fullest fulfillment. Fulfillment in respect. In respect of my innermost desire. This is possible. Gaur hari. Only we are being deceived by our present knowledge and estimation of the environment. We have to get out of that trap. That trap, that proposal of exploitation, this Maya, the misconception is showing its snare to catch us in the trap, in her trap. I shall make you happy. You remain here as my master. You exploit me. I am ready to be exploited by you. This is all misunderstanding. We are a particle. We cannot be a king of the whole. But only misconception makes this possible. Befooled. We are being befooled by such proposal of Maya. Oh, you stay with me. I shall make you king. Lord of my heart. Everything I shall offer for you. This is all misunderstanding for this particular soul, consciousness. But the other proposal, you are really a part, a dust, a point of light. You are nothing. Very meager, very, very meager. You come to understand your bad position and call for adjustment with the whole. That is reality. And this is misunderstanding, misconception, error. The proposal of Maya that I shall make you king, that is only a trap, a snare. And the truth is that you are smallest of them all. Still, if you approach in this way, that you are very small, you are fit, even unfit to become a slave with that highest power. That call is reality, and that will take you to the kingdom of heaven. That is truth. So we must not allow ourselves to be enticed by the proposal of an exploiter. I shall make you king of this world. So many things I shall supply for your enjoyment. That is all hopes. Ultimately, we are fettered thereby, and we are forced to become a slave to these whims, this calm, prose, love, these meanest things. And by accepting the proposal of slavery towards that high domain of the Supreme Lord, there we live properly. Really, we enjoy a free air of breathing. Then what benefit we can have from such an unknown and unknowable substance called? Then the grace, the God, and His blessings, holy things, where will these high ideas will go? They will vanish. the idea of goodness will vanish. Ideas of devotion, dedication, God's grace, all will vanish. Everything will lead to impersonal. That is a spiritual death. To think that God is impersonal, He cannot extend His grace to us fallen, needy souls. He cannot do this, that, that. He is ultimately impersonal. He is a zero. So impersonal can create anything. The world created, all these created comes from Him, springs from Him. How? If He is inert and without any spiritual exertion, extension. That is the conclusion of the hopeless, disappointed. Only the disappointed that are working in the wrong way and ultimately disappointed, it is their judgment, it is impossible. There is nothing good in this world. The world has got no good thing to give, no good representative character. Impersonal means to do really with everything. Ramanuj says, Sakala Kalyana Guna Khani. Shankar says, impersonal. Ramanuj says, all the good qualities, He is the source of all the possible good qualities we can ever think about. Sakala Kalyana Guna Khani. Not impersonal, not nirgun, not nirgun, the divide of all attributes. He is rather the source of all the good qualities. That is the positive substance. That is He, God means He. The embodiment of all good qualities. That is God. And not that this summation of all negation. All sorts of negative things can collected together and has produced to God the prime cause, impersonal. Purushottam is then. The conception of impersonalism also accommodating Him in His one part. Kharadu chityoha mokharadu vichuttama atushmi loki vijicha prasita purushottama. You say that you have read Bhagavad Gita, that you still read. Okharam brahma paramam, dohuto sargo, two kinds of created things. Okhara, khara. What is okhara? Which is constant. And khara, that is which making rounds, moving. Arokhara, stagnant. Two kinds of objects created by me, or with me. Aaron, above both of them. Kharashchakhara evata. Kharashadvani bhutani. All you see, they are all moving. And kutasthakhara uchyate. The constant, the stagnant part, like the prime cause of the khara, that is okhara. Okharam brahma paramam. Sometimes that is called by particular sections as parabrahma. But kharadati toham okharadati toham. What is my position? I transcend both khara, the moving world, and the unmoved world. I transcend both of them. My position is there. And so I am told as purushottam. Kharadati toham okharadati toham. Adoshmi Vede Lokecha Prasita Purushottama. Both in the Britcast and in the society, I am told, Society of Saints, I am told as Purushottama. Brahmano hi Pratishtaham. and the support of that Brahma, what is called Brahma, all comprehensive aspect of the world. I am even above that, I am the support of that thing. It is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita clearly. Brahma Bhuta Prasanta Atma No Shoti No Kathari. Once you attain the position of a Brahma, that purely spiritual consciousness of soul, of personality, not with reference to any mundane material world, but it's really soul consciousness, Brahma, no sojati, no kamsati. He does not aspire after anything in this world, neither he mourns if he loses anything of this world. No sojati, no kamsati. Samasadvesu hirtesu. The loss and the gain of this world is equal, and both aspects is equal to him. Samasadvesu madhvakti lahati param. Then he is eligible to get my devotion from that soul consciousness to super soul consciousness, living down this material land of abstract and hallucinated exploitation. From the soul, jiva soul plane to super soul plane, to my plane, he's starting, his movement begins. Mad bhaktiṁ lapati parāṁ, my parāṁ bhaktiṁ lapati, my real pure devotion, then he becomes eligible to attain. And Bhagavad Gita. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gauri Hari Gauri, Gauri Hari Gauri, Gauri Hari Gauri. That God, that the ultimate reality must be personal, and we will be able to approach him through service, and to live in that holy environment. Your inner aspiration is such, and that is really true. And that ultimate end is impersonal. We all jump into some somewhere where we have got no trace. That is undesirable thing. Undesirable thing, that ultimate death, to accept the ultimate death of the soul, that cannot be desirable. But how to get fulfillment of the of all of our inner hankerings, that is the problem, and that is possible in the land, in the plane of dedication, not in the plane of exploitation. If we are ready to dedicate ourselves for the satisfaction of the whole, the central, then we can have such a laudable and aspiring and desired life we can have. Only through dedication to the center, to the central whole, not to any part, but to whole, representing the whole, the center. Now whether the center can represent the whole, that is a troublesome question. Whether the center can do. So the Upanishad says that what is faith? This is faith. The characteristic of faith is this. What is that? Jasmin jnate sarvamidam vijnatam bhavati, jasmin prapte sarvamidam praptam bhavati.